Please be seated. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, and may all our star stories be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So it is our tradition on Star Sunday to hear the story of the Magi, the wise men from the East who followed a star that led them right to the Christ child. We remember how they trusted that the star of wonder, star of light, would lead them to the perfect light. And it is our tradition on Star Sunday to celebrate the Magi's journey by giving out star gifts. Now, star gifts are simple star cutouts that have a word on them. And those of you who were here for Star Sunday last year or who stopped by the church at some point following Star Sunday, you picked up one of those star words. And then what we do with those words is we use them as a way to see how God might be working in our lives through that star word. And we leave the holiday time with all of its festivities and we enter into more ordinary time. And our star words can be a way for us to continue to be attuned to how God is going to show up in our lives. It's a way for us to go deeper in our faith and to stay connected to God, trusting that God will guide us through the coming year, even if the way forward is uncertain or unclear. And then when we gather on Star Sunday, we get to hear the ways in which people's star words guided them through the past year. So some of you may have come ready to share your star stories, and so I will invite you to get ready to do that. And I also have a few that were sent in to me via email that I will share throughout our time together as well. But I first want to ask, and this you can just sort of yell out, for those of you who did take a star word, and this might be helpful for people whose this is their first Star Sunday. Where did you put your star word so that you would see it on a regular basis and it would be a way in which you could be reminded of God's presence? Where do you keep your star words? Joanne? Yes, so kitchen sink, over the window, doing dishes, yeah, in the kitchen, reminded of God's presence through that word. Beautiful. Where else do you keep them? Yeah, Kathy? Ooh, on your computer screen. Excellent. Good. Where are you, Janet?
I have a framed picture of the church, and I have all my stars
going around. Oh, I love that. Janet has a framed picture of the church, and all of her star words are around the frame. I love that. I feel like it. Jane.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Excellent. Kat.
I have mine on a window, too, that my desk looks out
over. A window that your desk looks out over. Yeah, Marge. Bedroom mirror, yep, great. I've heard of some people who keep them on bathroom mirrors as well, Shirley. Refrigerator, yep, that's great. Chucky? Ooh, I like that. Oh, that's awesome. Front door, yep. Ooh, car visor, that's good. Yeah, yes, Jeannie.
It's on the bookshelf as I'm leaving my room, so it's like the last thing I see.
Yeah, so kind of that reminder as you're going out into the world of how God might show up for you. Beautiful. I love it. Fran?
I have a bulletin board right at my desk at work.
Bulletin?
All the previous stars.
Yeah, it's a bulletin board at your desk and you have all the previous stars. I know I had to start labeling my stars on the back with what year they were because there's so many of them now. That's great. Beautiful ways in which you have found to keep your star words where you can see them and be reminded of them. So, I would love to hear what your star stories might be from this past year. So this is an opportunity to share. So make sure you share what your word is and then just say a few sentences about how your star might have guided you through the past year.
Well, it's kind of a crazy story. So I got the word attentive, and literally the next day at work, my coworker said, "You're so attentive."
Oh.
Like literally the next day.
Yes.
And so It just made me feel good that I had the right star.
That's great. A nice affirmation from those around you of your star. That's great. Jen.
Now, Jenny and Brian know I did not like my star word. I threw an adult tantrum. I was like, why did I get this word? The word was bless, not blessings, not blessed. It was bless, B-L-E-S-S. And it took me until holiday season to realize that because of this congregation, I was able to bless a dear friend who struggles. She has a child that's very handicapped, and he was hospitalized for 30 days, and she was driving into Mass General $45 a day just to park, let alone gas. And this congregation helped her with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we were able to bless her. So that's my star word.
Beautiful. Thank you. Who else? Yeah, Carla.
My word was generosity. And I first looked at it and said, oh, God, what do you really want from me more than what I think I'm doing now? But through the year, I've realized that it wasn't just my generosity. It was accepting the generosity of my friends.
That's powerful, Carla. Thank you. Great. Other star stories that you might want to share? Oh, yeah. I'm coming back to you, Sue. Go ahead.
My star word was journey, and I had no idea where I was going to go, what trip I was going to take this year. Well, come to find out, it was moving on into an apartment and continuing my journey for whatever God had in front of me. And then it was at the end of the year, a knee replacement. So I had to keep in mind, my word was journey. So as I continue, I had the knee replaced and I am on my way to recovery.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sue. Other stories. Oh, yes, I'm gonna, okay, I'll come up here and then I'll come back to you. But anybody at home can't hear unless you say it into the microphone.
Most of you can see I'm wearing my star word.
Oh, that's a good one for you.
I showed you this when I picked it out of the box and we both laughed. My star word is singing. There were times this year, towards the end of the summer and into the fall, where I didn't look at it. I had spent 4 different times in the hospital in 4 months. A lot of stuff going on. And I kept on looking at singing. And even this morning, I thought I was going to stand here before you and say, my singing days are rapidly coming to an end. Doug and Susan and I started singing 50 years ago in this choir. We are now in our 51st year. This is my 75th into the 76th year of singing in a church choir. That's a long time.
We're grateful.
I'm grateful for those years. And today I figure I've got a few more to go.
Good. Beautiful. And I'll just say, Ed, you're... fun task is to get to find the people who draw the singing stars, the music stars. You get to hunt them down.
So, for some strange reason, 2 years in a row, I've gotten the star humor. So, I'm very grateful for that. My only concern is that on my tombstone, maybe it will say, well, he told a good joke, but, you know. But I thought, maybe that's a good tombstone to have, you know? I love to make people laugh, and it's one of the great joys of my life.
Beautiful. Thanks, Doug. All right, anybody? Oh, Tony, I was going to say, anybody else from the choir while I'm up here?
My star word was return, and I thought it was really interesting simply because look at us. We return. Return to God, return to church, heart, body, and soul, and yes, return to in-person yoga.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. All right, there were hands somewhere over here. Joyce.
My star word this year was enthusiasm, and that one totally threw me for a loop because, as those who know me can probably attest, I do tend to be an enthusiastic person. So I had no clue what the man upstairs wanted me to do with that word. And as the months wore on and I met with more of my neighbors and was able to see friends more, it dawned on me that it was not for me to be more enthusiastic, but for me to share that enthusiasm and encourage that enthusiasm in other people. So that's what I try to do.
Nice, beautiful. Oh, all right, Dorothy. This is one of the days I get my steps in. It's so good. All right, Dorothy.
I thought mine was a great one. Choice.
Uh-huh.
And we all have choices, right?
Yes.
Oh, want me to hold
it? Yeah, right. Yep. Oh, and you talk right into it. Good.
We all have many choices.
Hold it right up to your mouth.
Up here. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. But every day we have choices. But I think as my years are getting far into it, my life, my choice was to renew my license this year.
Mm-hmm.
And family thought I was ready to retire my license.
Okay.
But I wasn't ready to retire it.
Okay.
Then I had a lease car that I was supposed to give up this year, but I decided that wasn't my choice. So
look at you making choices.
So I've made, I hopefully, great choices this year.
That's good.
And thank you, God, for...
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thanks, Dorothy. I have a few to share that were sent in via email, so let me do that, and then I'll come back and see if anyone else wants to share before we bring our time to a close. So I got Jack Bradley's word was appreciation, and he wrote this. My 2022 star word was appreciation, so appropriate, given all the support, help, thoughts, and prayers, and so much more that I have received this past year. I can't even begin to express adequately my appreciation for what everyone has done for me as I have moved through numerous knee issues. I realize how lucky I am to be blessed and surrounded by such wonderful family, both blood and OSU, and friends. So that's from Jack. Beautiful. And Jack is usually worshiping with us online, so Jack, know that we love you. And Linda Brown sent in her star word this year was praise. And she said, this past year I got what has been my favorite star word so far. My word was praise. After the difficult years with COVID and what was my impending retirement, it was awesome having a word that reminded me how lucky I am to live in such a beautiful, if imperfect, world, and how important it is to praise God for the beauty of the earth, the love of family and friends, and the community of a great church. Having this word has made me more mindful. Now, instead of just admiring the beauty or posting a prayer emoji, I stop to say a prayer and to praise God and say thank you. Be also beautiful. And then from Beth Van Amberg, who some of you may have met over the years when she has been visiting up north. Her sister is Becky Folsom. And so Beth worships with us online every Sunday from North Carolina. So hi, Beth. So her star word was rejoice, and then she chooses a personal word every year as well, which was savor, and those kind of fit together in some beautiful ways. So she said, 2022 is spent savoring and rejoicing and being mindfully present. I was completely able to rejoice in having 5 in-person visits with my grown daughters this past year. I also was grateful to rejoice with my sister Becky and her wife Amy and their purchase and move into a beautiful new home. Most importantly, I rejoice in the blessings of working daily with my dad as he navigates the challenging road of Alzheimer's. Our family savors the blessing of his sense of humor and smile, no matter the situation. It's beautiful. And then I have one from Catherine Hamill. Do you want me to share on your behalf? Okay. So Catherine's is empathy, and she wrote, my star word for 2022 was empathy. I found this odd because I feel like this is something I live out in my daily life. However, God always has a plan. I realized this was a message to have more empathy for myself and the emotions I feel. I also learned that I needed to take more time for my health and wellness. I have started putting more efforts in my workouts. I completed well over 100 workouts this past year. Go Kat. And she ends, I'm feeling more confident and healthier, and I can't wait to see what 2023 will bring. So, beautiful. So any other reflections on your star words? Yes, Kat. We go from Kat to Kat.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, everyone. First of all, I just want to say that today I'm giving a gift to myself. It's my birthday.
So happy birthday.
And my word was patience, and I thought, come on, God, you can level me up. I got the patience thing down. I almost wanted to throw it back in, but I knew he always had a plan. I had no idea how much patience I was going to need this year with things that were going on in my life, with my business. I was really getting to my wit's end. And the other thing that was really beautiful is that I got to share my word frequently with the prayer warriors, because there were times when we were all losing a little bit of patience, and I said, let me share my word with you today, so we got to experience it together.
Oh, I love that. Nice. Great. Well, thank you all for those wonderful star stories. It's always so amazing to hear how God shows up in our lives and in each other's lives and in the life of this church. So as you leave worship today, a reminder that you will get to choose your star word. Now, we have the deacons will hold the baskets because, as Kat was alluding to, some of you, once you see your word, you want to switch it. We've seen it. This is not our first rodeo. This is our 10th year. We know how this goes. So the deacons will hold out the basket to you and supervise your choosing. They don't choose your word for you. All of the words, our stars, are face down, so you can't see what word is on them. We're trusting that God is helping us choose the word that we need for the coming year, and then we wait to see how that unfolds. And again, you are welcome to choose words for other people. If you've got other people in your family or friends who you think would appreciate receiving a star word, you are welcome to take words for them as well. And if you're worshiping from home today, you are welcome to reach out and request that I send you a star word in the mail. I will choose it on your behalf and send it to you. And if you want to leave a comment on the Facebook Live feed, I'll go back later in the week and see who is requesting a star word. Just let me know how many you need for your family, and I would be happy to do that. So friends, on this Epiphany Sunday, may we trust that God is at work in our lives in magnificent ways, and that the love and light of God will guide us through the year to come. The light of God's love will be with us every single step of the way. Thanks be to our God. Amen. And now our closing hymn today is Oh Sing a Song. You'll find it in your hymnals if you're here in the sanctuary, and if you're worshiping from home, the words will drop into the comments so that you can sing along with us.